If we're closed.
Yeah, but he didn't put anything down, though.
Right.
He didn't put anything down yet. He's just starting out.
You just tell us your name and how old you are?
Well, it's awfully hard to really hear anything.
You just say your names and what year were you born?
You talk to me and still I don't hear a word in you. And that's my worst trouble.
Yeah.
Your mother here, with her, I've known her so long, and it seems that I can catch her conversation. And you not knowing me, you wouldn't know me. But it's him 100 years old.
100 years, huh? Were you born right around here in Albany?
I knew her when she was a little girl. Yeah. And her father, and her brother, her sister, I knew them all, yeah. And it's a treat to have somebody come in like that that you haven't seen for years. It's like renewing an old acquaintance.
That's right.
Yeah. There isn't very much that I can say to you, that's all. But at least I'm glad to meet you.
That's what it was like.
Could you tell me what it was like?
Douglas was his grandfather.
Grandfather.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Your grandfather, Douglas Peters. I knew him when he was first born. Yeah. Come back from the West. Joe Peace. Well, I imagine Joe Peace. I know Joe Peace's wife was a sister to old Harry.
That would have been his great-grandfather.
Ever here. Yeah. She married... She married one of them fellows. He was here and there and all over. And she was alone the most of the time. Leona Kepke, David Shari Kepke's daughter. Well, then they had another baby, a little boy, but he only lived a couple of days, and he died. So there was just the two of them that were left. Well, they're both alive yet.
Yeah.
How was
it when you were young? When
they
used to get together with those
people? One of them married a hollering hoof and told what he could do. The first thing he realized, he was laying on his back in the road.
Uh-oh.
He went down, he got up, he come out and they cut him down. And I give him a second run, and that time he went down, he crawled out on his hands and knees. And he got out and run. Well, then his old dad went and had me arrested. Because the boy was only 19 years old. And I was older than he was. I don't remember how much. But he never got around to give me that liquor. And the last time I saw him, his daughter married a fellow up in the south, or kind of in the south part of the township there. And he was a cripple. Well, anyway, the English people, they lost out there. Her brother owned the place, and he got tired feed me and take care of me, he got away from me. And well, then they moved out and they went to Saginaw. And the youngest boy, they had the one boy left. The oldest boy, took a boat and went out on the side of the river fishing, and he was drunk. And he kicked over backwards, and he never come up. They pulled him out. There was three girls. There was Maud, Nettle, Serena, and four girls, and Lizzie. But Lizzie died when she was quite young. And they had the two boys. The youngest boy, he lived in... he died just a time ago. And Lorena, you remember Lorena, yeah? You keep that too, yeah? So, the Indian family is all gone. Yeah. The last time I saw Lorena was when they had the Orbit Campagnola, when I and your daddy visited it so long together. Well, I don't know.
I went to the phone school.
That's the first school I went to. Yeah. It was a log school then.
How long ago would that have been?
See, my dad bought that 8 acres of land, but he had a piece of land, a farm, I don't know how big a farm, but 40 or 80 acres, in Kern County, in Dublin. And I don't know how he come to find out about this piece of land, but and anyway, and I don't know how he got here, because there was no train, no buses or anything running. He either had to walk or go horseback. But I think he walked, because he was a great man to walk. When he left the town of Warren and went up north, he walked all the way up. Up to Albany, that's up in Kern County. But he had a man that lived about halfway along the line. He made it to her place the first day. And then he started out from there. He went on up there. And he got a hold of this piece of ground up there. Oh, I suppose it was the government land. All that land was all government land, you know. You could get it for 50 cents an acre, but you had to serve so much time on it. He went up in Huron County. He had some cousins that lived up there. At that day and age, there was no law against you marrying anybody that would have you. Well, he had a cousin there that had been married, and her husband enlisted and went into the army. He never came back.
What war was that?
Huh?
What war was that? What war?
The war between the North and the South. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't remember. No. But, I don't remember it myself. My mother had two brothers who was in that army. I don't know. They said it's a mix-up mess. But anyway, my mother's mother died when she was 12 years old. And there were these two brothers that were the oldest ones. They had to take a hold and take out a house. And grandfather at that time was, I don't remember just what he was, his business was. But around about that time, he had been a land booker. You know what they were? You know what they were? Well, I'll tell you what they were. There were men that went into the North Woods looking for pine timber. They didn't want any other kind of timber, only pine, you know. And he went up in, along the Flint over there someplace. I never heard him tell just where it was. But he was a land booker. They called him land booker. Well, then he came back, and the railroad went through then, after that, but there wasn't no railroad there then. The only thing that was there was a one horse outfit. And George with the horses.
Imagine.
Yeah. But and they started to build the Michigan Central Railroad. I don't know if they called it the Michigan Central then or not. But at any rate, that's the name of I guess it still carries the Michigan Central name.
Do you remember any other wars? Any other wars? Do you remember any other wars? What other war was that you remember years ago? Any wars? Do you remember any? The Spanish American, did you remember that? Spanish American War? Did you remember the Spanish American War? Or is that...
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
No, this wasn't the Spanish American.
No, you don't remember?
No. This was, they were in the war between the North and the South.
North and the South.
That's good. Do you remember any of the world wars?
Okay. He wants to ask you something, Arnie.
Do you remember World War One?
Huh?
World War One? Do you remember that?
You remember who? No.
The war. World War One.
There you go.
Well, if I can catch it.
The World War One between the big war. Do you remember World War One?
Oh, yeah, sure. What? I wasn't in it.
What was it like?
They tried to get me in it, but I had a farm in, and I put in an application to be released from the... on account of the farm, and they needed the material that I raised anyway, you know.
No.
And
I don't want to work that hard. Hey.
Well, anyway, they finally called me.
Did they?
Yeah. And my mother, she didn't like to have me go. But of course I didn't have to go right off.
Pardon me?
Before I was called, was supposed to go on a Monday for my examination. And on a Saturday, they signed the war was over. See?
Yeah.
Because then I came that close to, to getting into it, but I didn't happen to get into it. Yeah. Yeah. What is it? The poor part of the war, I was just a little bit too old, see.
Mm-hmm.
They wasn't taking so many of the older fellows at that time. And that was what kept me out then. But at last, they was taking the older fellows, and I was called at that time. But I was only in for 2 days. And I was well out. I went in on a Monday, and I got my notice on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
I had my examination on a Monday. So I went in on Monday and went into the courthouse, and I told the old man that was looking after that. I said, well, I'm here for my examination. Ain't no more examination, he said. Yeah. So I just spoke as I come to that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That is. Well, that's quite a few years ago. I don't know just how old I was at that time. But I'm in the hundred year area now.
Yeah.
If I live till the 29th of the next March, I'll be 100 years old. So you're kind of taking some of the. Yeah. Sorry that I can't. There's so many things I can't remember. I'd like to tell you, but. Got two of these. You think it's just sticking your ear, you know. But this one is a bum outfit. I've got a better one. She didn't happen to get hold of that one. That was in my dresser.
But this helps. This hearing aid helps.
Yeah. I can hear just a little bit better with it.
Bob, do you remember anything about the Depression? Do you remember anything about the Depression? Anything about at your house, how it was?
No, I don't remember much of anything. Things happened way back 50 years ago. I probably remember some of that, you know. When you get up into the hundredth area, you ain't got very much left to work on. You've got something here that you're registering.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I see. I'm sorry if I haven't given you any information that is. About well, I've done the best I can.